This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
These 25th Amendment and about wearing a wire have been a little bit distracting. But nevertheless, we were all operating under incredible stress.
That was Andrew McCabe giving you an excuse for why he tried to overthrow the sitting president of the United States. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The stress coup is what I call it. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Yeah, it's very stressful. But let me ask you this. Is your life stressful? Well, do you try to overthrow the president? No. What you do is you just vote. If Andrew McCabe had a problem with the president, all he needed to do was vote. He's there to do a job, and he's supposed to do that job. Bureaucrats have a different responsibility. They do their job without caring about personal, you know, feelings about it. Don't misunderstand me. It's tough to do. That's why there's so few. Or there should be. There are very few principled people in the world, for those of you who haven't gotten the memo. The majority of the people in the world, by the way, I'm not exonerating conservatives, don't have a whole lot of principle. You know, they talk a good game. Oh, Kevin, we're in a fight with you. But then get in a fight and you look around and you're like, why am I getting attacked from all sides? Man, you better be Bruce Lee because your team has left you. Here's what I'll tell you, and I'm proud to say this. I will stand and fight with you. If it's about principle, I will stand and fight with you. I have a buddy. I will never forget this as long as I live. We had a friend who used to get us airline tickets, and he called me up. I called him, and because my friend called me, he says, Kevin, I made a mistake. I delivered tickets to the wrong part of town. And he goes, I know that when I leave this bar, because he had taken tickets to a dude, got exchanged the money. He goes, when I leave this bar, people are going to take, you know, they're going to beat me up. So he called me, and I called my buddy, you know, and I told him where it was. It's a rough part of town, and I'm like, you know, why would you even go? I'm telling this buddy of mine on the phone, why would you go there? He goes, Kevin, I have to do something. I had to do something the next day. I had to get these tickets to him. I just figured it was going to be a quick exchange. He goes, but after I got here, I started second guessing it. And so I get on the phone, I call my buddy, one of my best friends, another karate buddy. I say, hey, Willie, this guy's in trouble. His name was Sam. I said, Sam's in trouble. Deliver tickets to this part of town. And he goes, really? I said, yeah, because he was like, man, nobody would take. I said, I agree. I said, will you ride with me so we can go take care of this boy? I said, you know, I'm willing to go get him out of trouble. Are you? He's like, okay, man. He goes, you want to swing by and get me? It wasn't even a question. It was like, okay, two of us can fend off a lot of these dudes, so let's go get him. And we went, we walked right into that place, we got him. The look on his face, I will never forget. It was like God had appeared. And we were like, let's go. And we walked in, went into the car, boom, nothing. And you want to know why? Because the guys figured, if these two dudes showed up to get him, these two dudes, you better leave them alone. And let me tell you something. They couldn't have been more right. Now, we were willing to go down to, and let me just explain the situation. The guy we went to meet with, he was not one of our boys. He was not one of our best buddies. But he was the guy that got us tickets so we could go and attend tournaments and fight. And we built an affinity towards him. And I'm telling you, if there was anybody that could not take care of himself, he couldn't fight his way out of a paper bag. So we were like, let's go. He called me. I called Willie. Boom. We were there. Within 30 minutes, rescuing this guy. That's who we are. And I can tell you, I got a buddy right now. He's in China. In fact, I'm going to talk about something that he brought up because it's so worth it, what's going on inside of China. You won't hear this in most radio stations, Limbaugh, nobody. I promise you. When I talk about the China issue, and I'm going to, in fact, I'll probably post it on the in a blog because it's a riveting conversation. But Dan, He's an amazing martial artist, a Hapkido guy. He's training people in China, and he gave me a report. But Dan listens to the program. He knows what I'm talking about. There aren't that many people. John Graven, one of the best martial artists on the planet, listens to this program. John can tell you, there aren't that many principled people that are going to come and put themselves on the line for you. I pride myself on that. I told you guys that when we were talking about this deal with me calling those women lying skanks. Melissa goes, don't use that word, Kevin. It's going to be blacklisted. There's nothing wrong with the word skank, and there certainly isn't anything wrong with using it in the appropriate at the appropriate time. But anyway, this stress coup. So these guys, these are the worst leftists. This is how weak they've become. During these interviews, McCabe, FBI disgraced deputy director, explains why the entirety of the Obama Department of Justice, and specifically the FBI, attempted a coup on the president, and he says it's because they can't handle the stress. I can't describe to you accurately enough the pressure and the chaos that Rod and I were trying to operate under at that time, is what he said to Scott Pelley on CBS. It was incredibly turbulent, incredibly stressful. And it was clear to me that the stress was impacting the deputy attorney general. So he's looking out for Rod. We talked about why the president has insisted on firing the director and whether or not he was thinking about the Russia investigation. And did that impact his decision? Oh, so you're just asking a bunch of questions about what the president thought. You know, it's funny to me that James Comey can come to the conclusion of what Hillary Clinton was thinking with everything that was going on with her. Do we have time to play that clip? We don't. It's too long. But here's what we're going to do. I'm going to play I'm going to finish playing the clip that we started on this Rod Rosen thing when we come back. And then if we have time, I'll play this one where Congressman Ratcliffe is holding Comey, essentially questioning Comey on, you know, how do you not see all this evidence that I can see? Because I know there's a lot of people curious about it. But anyway, McCabe goes on to say this. He was asked when they learned that Rosenstein, who recently announced that he's going to exit from the government, offered to wear a wire to entrap the president, and they wanted to get the president on the 25th Amendment. And here's what he says. I never get searched when I go into the White House. I could have easily worn a recording device. They wouldn't know it was there. Now, he was not joking. He was absolutely serious. And in fact, he brought it up in the next meeting he had, is what McCabe said. I never actually considered taking it up on the offer. I did discuss it with my general counsel and my leadership team. They're discussing how to do this. These are the most scurrilous people on the planet. Short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I have one last question, and I think it's important. At this point, based on everything, do you think that any laws were broken by Hillary Clinton or her lawyers?
Do I think that any laws were broken? Yeah. I don't think there's evidence to establish that.
Okay. Well, I think you're making my point when you say there's no evidence to establish that. Maybe not in the way she handled classified information, but with respect to obstruction of justice. And you've got a pen here. I just want to make sure the record's clear about the evidence that you didn't have, that you can't use to prove. So this comes from the FBI's own report. It says that the FBI didn't have the Clintons' personal Apple server used for Hillary Clinton work emails. That was never located, so the FBI could never examine it. An Apple MacBook laptop and thumb drive that contained Hillary Clinton's email archives was lost, so the FBI never examined that. Two BlackBerry devices, provided the FBI didn't have SIM cards or SD data cards. 13 Hillary Clinton personal mobile devices were lost, discarded, or destroyed with a hammer, so the FBI clearly didn't examine those. Various server backups were deleted over time, so the FBI didn't examine that. After the State Department and my colleague, Mr. Gowdy, here notified Ms. Clinton that her records would be sought by the Benghazi Committee, copies of her emails on the laptops of both of her lawyers, Cheryl Mills and Harold Mills, and Heather Samuelson, were wiped clean with bleach bits, so the FBI didn't review that. after those emails were subpoenaed, Hillary Clinton's email archive was also permanently deleted from the Platte River Network with bleach bit, so the FBI didn't review that. And also after the subpoena, backups of the Platte River server were manually deleted. Now, Director, hopefully that list is substantially accurate because it comes from your own documents. My question to you is this. Any one of those in that very, very long list to me says obstruction of justice. Collectively, they scream obstruction of justice. And to ignore them, I think, really allows not just reasonable prosecutors, but reasonable people to believe that maybe the decision on this was made a long time ago not to prosecute Hillary Clinton.
What a great piece of you know, just what I don't know what you call it, you know, because it wasn't testimony, but a rebuttal to Comey. Comey's got to sit there and go, yep. So I would ask you, I'll put it to you this way. What do you think would happen to you if you had done all that and the FBI was looking at you and you go, no, they're bleach bit. No, we destroyed those. No, I can't have access to that. No, what would happen to you? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. We're talking about stress coup. Because McCabe says they were under a tremendous amount of stress. We've already talked about his appearance on 60 Minutes. Now he's making the rounds, the media rounds, and he's consistent in his explanation, dare I say, his rationalization for the attempted coup of Donald Trump. So he's on the Today Show. Only this time, he explained that although this may look like a coup, it wasn't a coup. This was just stress. What are you talking about? Treason. What are you talking about? He says, you have to remember that this came at an incredibly stressful time. I think the important part of that comment that Rod made in the comment about the 25th Amendment is not that there was no effort underway. Nobody wore a wire in the White House, he told Savannah Guthrie. Well, congratulations to them. But look, I know that it's very difficult for the FBI to smell a rat these days, particularly when you live amongst the rats. In the Chinese year of the rat, ironically. But it's difficult for you to smell a rat, but it isn't for us. We get it. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, folks. You want to know where you can find out more about this? KJRadio.com. We post these segments. We're on Spreaker, iTunes, iHeart, all of it. You can get it. Tell your friends. Tell a friend. You want to know why? Because I'm giving you your sanity back. The best gift I can give to you. Your discerning ability. Your ability to use common sense. You know what's happening right now with the left? They are finally being triggered to use common sense. They're going, what's that Kevin Jackson doing making us think about Jussie Smollett? And the fact that, you know, you can't find two white boys, pro-Trump white boys in Chicago wearing MAGA hats who watch Empire and know who the black gay guy is. There he goes, delivering a dose of common sense. People in parkas, you can't even recognize your mama. And he knew, that's them. Those are the two people that did it. And then he fought off these two very muscular white guys in MAGA hats, because they weren't Nigerians at the time, right? He fought them off. Yes, with his Subway sandwich in his phone, each in each hand, ready to go. You better stop it. I'm going to beat you up. Yeah, he did that. I'm just giving you a dose of common sense, folks. But McCabe says we were stressed. Next, he was on The View. And it was rinse and repeat. The election of Trump stressed everybody out. So they decided to take him out. We were all operating under incredible stress, he told Sonny Hostin. We were all grappling with the idea that we have a president who we think may have committed obstruction of justice, who we think, in fact, may be a threat to national security. The president whose saying was, make America great again. What do we do in this circumstance? So you can see that in those conditions, those incredibly stressful times, Rod Rosenstein, who'd been in a position for only a few weeks, was kind of figuring things out, it seemed, as he went along. Was not outrageous that we would make comments off the top of his head, that there were things that we, of course, didn't follow up on. Except, McCabe, you did follow up on it. You got an appointment of a special counsel that never should have been appointed. You've ruined the lives of people that have no, that I don't know what they did, but fruit of the poison tree or whatever they call it. You've ruined lives of Manafort and Michael Flynn and others because of your little game playing. Now, why was McCabe fired? Here's what CNN said. The origin of his dramatic fall stems from an internal review conducted by the Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz. That report, the details of which have not been publicly released, is said to conclude that McCabe misled investigators about his role in directing other officials at the FBI to speak to the Wall Street Journal about his involvement in a public corruption investigation to the Clinton Foundation. So, in other words, he's protecting the Clintons. The president tweeted this when he was fired. Andrew McCabe fired. A great day for hardworking men and women of the FBI. A great day for democracy. Sanctimonious James Comey was his boss and made McCabe look like a choir boy. He knew all about the lies and corruption going to the highest levels of the FBI. Then Comey threw him under the bus, denying that he authorized McCabe to leak the information. And McCabe even says this. He says, I don't know why Jim Comey doesn't remember the conversations we had in the same way I do. It's what he told to Meghan McCain on the View. Now he wants to be believed. He's a leftist liar. And for anybody that watched the video that was a montage of him going on these media outlets lying, let me tell you something. McCabe openly admitted on multiple occasions that the Russian collusion narrative is as false as my grandfather's teeth. Further, he admitted that the multiple people who were involved in the most egregious act in American history are the very people that he works with and protects to this day. If we lived in China, I said this on a tweet, the entirety of the Obama administration would have been executed for what they've done here. But we live in America, or if we did live in a real America, they'd be in prison. But we live in this America where scoundrels like them get to walk. And I'd love somebody to explain to me how this man is currently on a book tour. Justice may move slow, folks, but it's coming for these crooks and scoundrels. And if he felt stress as a bureaucrat, wait till he feels it as a civilian.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Empire actor Jussie Smollett took advantage of the pain and anger of racism to promote his career. I'm left hanging my head and asking why.
Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson updating us on the case regarding Empire actor Jussie Smollett being arrested. Smollett is in custody after being accused of filing a false police report. President Trump has indicated he doesn't think his second meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will be the last. Now, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells NBC's Today Show he's optimistic about the summit.
We've been negotiating hard. I have a team on the ground in Vietnam even today, continuing to lay the groundwork for the summit next week in Hanoi. And I'm very hopeful. I'm hopeful Chairman Kim will fulfill the promises that he made in Singapore in June of last year.
President Trump intends to push Kim on a denuclearization plan. This is USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Be still my heart. Be still my heart. A man wrote this article. His name is Dove Fisher. And it's titled, Yes, I Am a White Male. Deal with it. And it was in the American Spectator. And I got to tell you, he had me at hello. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com. What an article. Dove, I think we met at an event in D.C. I got to contact this. This was an amazing article on so many levels. And let me just tell you, this is snark par excellence. I mean, I read this thinking, this is something I would have written if I was a white dude. Here's what he wrote. Just as I happened to miss the entire NFL season again this year, I recently missed the Stacey Abrams show that followed President Trump's marvelous State of the Union speech 2 weeks ago. I was going to watch her cry and about how she really had won the Georgia gubernatorial election in November because, after all, she had Obama and Oprah campaigning for her, so she could not possibly have lost. My TV was already tuned to the station, but first I had to sharpen some pencils. Then there were those two soda cans that were empty, so had to be put into the recyclables garbage. It was getting late at night, so I had to adjust the thermostat. I noticed two or three pieces of lint on the carpet, so I had to pick them up. I don't know where the time went. I love that kind of snark. That's good snark. Interesting, isn't it, that the Democratic Party, with free national television time on all the networks, selected the ungoverner of Georgia. They have a prominent member of the Cherokee Nation who proudly boasts enough Indian blood to provide one-third of an aunt's nutritional needs for 20 minutes. Another senator from the land of Minnesota Nice who abuses her workers, insults and demeans them, throws things at them, consequently has the highest of staff turnovers and even needed to be counseled privately by gentleman Harry Reid. Another, Spartacus, the vegan gladiator of Newark, who published that he would fondle women as he worked his way around the playing field from first base to second base, managing to avoid any shortstop. I'm sure you caught the reference to Spartacus on that one. Then he goes on, he's talking about Kamala Harris here, and he says another, who had aged 30-ish, pranced about publicly up and down the Golden State with a married power broker in his 60s, girlfriend and boyfriend, all while the sugar daddy's wife, Blanche Brown, was telling the news media, listen, she may have him at the moment, but come inauguration day and he's up there on the platform being sworn in, I'll be the bee holding the Bible. Now, this tells you a lot about the culture of the people who would elect Kamala Harris or any of the members of the Congressional Black Circus. He says, so many wonderful choices, and they choose the un-guy. For the record, Stacey Abrams also is co-founder of Nourish, Inc. Un-guy Stace was chosen because she is black, not white. She is female, not male. In other words, in the world of Democrat intersectionality, she was born with 2 points. And all she needs is someday to convert to Islam, find Navajo, Iroquois, or Asian blood, and to express doubts about her gender identity. And she will be moved from Pelosi's Speaker's Bureau to head their list of future Supreme Court nominees. I love this guy. Wow. Dove Fisher is who I'm reading. I'm reading this guy's stuff. This is great. Here's the thing, he writes. In our new racially divided intersectionalist society that Obama created, I now feel more than ever very, very white and very, very male. Crazy Maisie Hirono wants men to shut up. The Me Too crowd wants all women's voices to be believed unquestionably, except when such trust might take down Michael Avenatti or hand the Virginia governorship to a Republican. Well, my response to Linda Sarsour and Tamika Mallory and the whole bunch of Women's March Jew-hating, Christian-hating, European-hating, man-hating bigots is this. I'm a white male. Deal with it. Now, see, I love this piece because here's a guy that says, I'm sick of running from who I am. If you were born in this day and time, you are entitled. You got something that you didn't have to get. You didn't necessarily deserve it. Your mother had a choice, and she chose you. So there is nobody born, according to the rules of the left. This is not us. So what? You're born into poverty. You got born. You got born. Your mom had a choice. She could have aborted you, and she didn't. So, and this is what one of my callers reminded me of. So good for you, caller. I don't remember who you are, but I'm happy you gave me that call. I agreed with you. He says, here's what my white privilege entails me to enjoy. And eat your hearts out. I get up every morning and I go to work. I work very hard. If I do my work well, the fruits of my labors result in great personal satisfaction, touch others' lives, and provide me and those I love with a respectable living. If I fail, I am left without anything because as part of my white male privilege, I was socialized never, not under any circumstances, to accept food stamps, welfare, or any government assistance if I could otherwise work for income. In our white male privilege universe, the women with whom we associate signal that a man on government assistance is not worthy of being a marriage partner. For white male privilege to generate female interest, we need not be millionaires, though that never hurts. But we definitely at least must be hardworking. And we get extra points if we project resourcefulness. Privilege. Number two. When my former wife and I ran into a financially challenging time early in our marriage, that was many, many moons ago, it emerged that one of the two of us would have to set aside our personal career aspirations and dreams, maybe for the next few years, maybe for the rest of a lifetime. And feminism or no feminism, egalitarianism or no egalitarianism, it emerged that the marital partner with white male privilege is the one who has to give up everything to bring in more money because egalitarianism and feminism notwithstanding, it's a man's job. So I left the rabbinate and went to law school. Privilege. Years later, no one gave my kids an extra wink-wink when they applied for college admission. The University of California has no seats set aside for the children of white privilege. Neither do the Ivy League schools. Yes, they do set aside some legacy spots for the children of the George Bushes and the Kennedys to get in. But those seats come with expectations that major donations will follow. For regular white male privileged stiffs like me, though, my kids need to score in the upper stratospheres of the admission exams, or they will need to readjust their dreams. While others get admitted ahead of them with lower entrance exams, profoundly meager extracurricular records, and weaker math and verbal skills. So not only does his white privilege not apply to him, it doesn't apply to his kids who want to get into these same schools that other kids who no longer have any privilege, who've been told that they're underprivileged. By the way, they're not because they were born, but they now get the privilege that he supposedly has. That's evening out the playing field. I like that this guy just went at this thing. I really do. I think that if more people took this tack, we'd find ourselves, in a much more civilized society. Anyway, let me go on. So he says, and with my white male privilege, I have to watch and hear my essence insulted every day by one of the two major political parties in this country. I'm a really fair and enormously accepting guy. I would never judge someone by race, religion, ethnicity, gender preference. Yet, the privileged white male never knows when some sociopath may be lurking at the next Clintonian basketful to point a finger and say, you voted for Trump? You're a racist. Or, you speak perfect English. You are an ethno-nationalist. You quote great works of European literature? You're a first worlder. You believe in the Bible? You're a homophobic and not suited to be judge in an American court. You speak of how your grandparents entered this country legally through the port of entry at Ellis Island? You're xenophobic. You tell people there's an opportunity in America? You're a deplorable. His number five reason is with white male privilege, I end up regularly sharing some of my money with others. I cannot get away with merely virtue signaling by kneeling at the national anthem and buying Nike sneakers or Gillette female razors and then wallowing in cash that I do not share. Unlike the NBA and NFL gazillionaires who get paid millions because they can throw a ball or dribble in public or knock somebody down or who devote their Benjamins to their own narcissistic self-indulgences, it has been socialized in the white males of privilege like me that we give generously to those who need, not leaving it to the government to spread crumbs for the need with other people's money. No, white males are not perfect. Flaws are a defining aspect of the human experience. I have my own issues with the cheapskates and the penny pinchers of NATO who not pay their fair share of their expense but expect America to pay out in treasure and blood. As a Jew, I also am well aware of some past matters that occurred in Europe, but I look at my East European heritage with deep pride. That European heritage, whether East or West European, is a source of great ideas, world-changing values that produce governments dedicated to freedom from tyranny, Protestant work ethic, daring to explore new worlds and to take the risk to achieve great things, all of which has brought more prosperity, more comfort, better life, more learning, wisdom than could have ever been imagined. The wealthiest people of yore cannot have imagined air conditioning in the summer, automobiles, air travel, vacations for business. The white males of the West dared advance great theories and breakthroughs in science and medicine and blah, blah, blah. No, the Caucasian male experience has not been exclusively proud. He talks about other people being killed and things like this, but he says, you know what? Enough is enough. And I happen to agree with him. Stand up for yourselves, people.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health. Not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I got a message from a friend of mine. His name is Ivan. And he said, if the bill is signed to keep the government open, Trump ought to troll the Democrats with a tweet, Dems cave to support immoral racist wall. Hashtag MAGA. I love that. Democrats are supporting my racist wall. Yay. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. Here's another. I don't know if these numbers are true, but I saw this. It came in a tweet. Net worth before running for president, Trump family, $4.5 billion. Obama, $3 million. Clinton's, $480,000. Today, Trump family down $1.5 billion to $3 billion. Barack Obama up almost $36 million. And the Clintons up $99 million, but they say Trump is the one that's trying to steal your money. Donald Trump is helping Americans and he's hurting himself. And it kind of segues into something that I find quite funny. It's tragically funny. And here's what I'm talking about. In Venezuela, women are being forced to, you know, it's gotten so desperate, they're just becoming prostitutes in order to feed their families. And it made me think, even in America, we have the best of prostitution. I mean, these women are prostituting in order to feed their families, to feed their kids, to make, you know, just to get by. Women in America prostitute because, well, they want to take care of their man, or it's their right, it's their body and it's their right to do it, but they're not necessarily trying to feed their kids. In most cases, they don't even have kids. They got a pimp. You know, they're living up, I don't know what they're doing, you know, I don't know how prostitution works. I mean, I saw Superfly. I got a little bit of an idea. But it's by choice. Anyway, here's an article that says social justice is supposed to be what socialism is all about. Instead, a system that allows some to become rich and some to become poor based on how they apply themselves and what they contribute to society, democratic socialism promises to smooth things out. It's supposed to be good for everybody, ain't it? Socialism doesn't allow anyone to fail. That's my understanding. They're not supposed to fall by the wayside because it stresses, and Ocasio-Cortez has used this comment, the inherent dignity of every human being. That's what it says in the brochure that you get yours. I'm looking at mine right now. Look, socialism. Got it mailed to me by the Democrats. Still trying to get me back on that plantation. I ain't coming. Says, when you look at the actual track record of democratic socialism, human dignity doesn't always turn out to be the main takeaway. Look at what's happening in Venezuela right now as an example. Millions of people have fled their homes because they can't survive or provide for their families. In a country where inflation means a month's salary is worth a basket of eggs. But you're not going to hear Ocasio-Cortez or Bernie Sanders talking about that because that wouldn't reflect very good. No, no, no. Cops go hunting black folks. Yeah, Republicans are all racist. Mm-hmm. Professional women who were once lawyers, nurses, and so on have been forced into prostitution to provide for their families. This is in Venezuela. Yeah. I don't know what kind of music they listen to, but they ain't doing a whole lot of dancing. Marisa, a certified nurse, made the journey across the border from Venezuela to Colombia 2 years ago, leaving behind her mother and three children. Like most immigrants with professional careers, she expected to find a job in her own field. But when the doors were repeatedly closed in her face, and even a cleaning job was nowhere to be found, Marisa found herself making the impossible decision. We used to call it in sales, making the ultimate sacrifice. Because all your buyers didn't look like Tyra Banks, if you know what I mean. One time my boss, she came up to me, I dealt with a lady, her name is Nancy. Can't remember her last name, but I'm surprised I don't, because she always wore a brown polyester suit. Pants suit. And Nancy was a buyer at General Dynamics. It's now Lockheed. And she used to give me so much grief when I would try to go to, you know, for contract on my parts. And my boss goes, and I mean, she's like at the time I'm like 25 years old, and Nancy's like a 65-year-old, very mean-spirited, little old skinny country-looking woman with glasses with short hair. Like she probably was a lesbian, but didn't know it. And, you know, would go out for smoke breaks. You know, they had that smoke, that cigarette. And, you know, that mean scowl. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Everybody knows one of you got a grandma or a mother-in-law, somebody like her. And couldn't stand her. And my boss at the time, Margaret, goes, well, she goes, you may have to make the ultimate sacrifice. And I looked, I was like, what's that? Now it's new in sales. I'm a stupid engineer. You know, all I knew how to do was have a personality, and I knew what the parts actually did in the circuit. And she goes, you may have to actually make the ultimate sacrifice. I go, what's that? And everybody's laughing. All those senior sales guys are laughing. I go, what's the ultimate sacrifice? You know, I don't set the price. And she's like, no, It's not that. And then, yeah, I finally caught on. I would have to sleep with Nancy. Old ugly polyester suit wearing, brown polyester suit wearing Nancy. That looked like some old, I mean, she did. She looked like a leftist, you know, like one of these lesbian leftist school teachers that stuck around too long, got tenure way too early. And, I don't know, she's real skinny and, ugh. I was like, that ain't going to happen. But, yeah, so these women are having to prostitute themselves in order to make a living in Chavez's Venezuela, in the very place where people like Ocasio-Cortez try to use as a litmus test for how great things are. She says, to have one guy today and another person tomorrow, she says, of her fall into prostitution is not easy and it's dangerous. But as a mother, you don't think. You do what you have to do. Marisa's name has been changed to protect her identity, as have other names in this report. What's funny about this is women in America are proud about their abortions. They're, you know, they want to have abortion parties and they want to celebrate and all this stuff. And they want to, you know, it's all about choice and all that. Hey, what about you? What about your sister girls over in these other countries? What are you going to do about them? This story gets even more grave when you understand the dynamics of the politics that led to a woman who's a qualified person, a person who has saved lives in her country. And now she's been reduced to essentially looking for Johns. And here's what she says. Her entire family supported Chavez. We always voted for Chavez, she said, blaming both the former leader and the current president for mismanagement of the country that led to the crisis. Yeah. She says, in the past, there was no hunger. There were no shortages. There was no separation. Now, for the people that are talking about all these people flying that coming to our border and being separated, this is a woman who voluntarily separated, left her home country of Venezuela, marched across the border to another country, Colombia, where they had no jobs, nothing for her. And you know what she resorted to? Prostitution. Now, see, I mean, I ain't going to get into the economics of it, but there's apparently not a system in place that says, hey, come get on our welfare. We'll take care of your kids. Well, you know, she didn't bring her mother and her kids. They apparently, if she gets pregnant over there and has a baby, it ain't going to be Colombian, and there's not a safety net in place. And so she's got to do the worst possible thing in that country. Do you hear any liberals complaining? Do you hear any leftists going, Colombia, how terrible. It's bad of you, man. Where's your humanitarian thing? These women are having to prostitute themselves and make a living. Why can't you get them jobs? Those are the conversations that never occur in America. We don't have women coming over here. They can't find jobs or whatever. They can't get services and all these other things. The burden falls on us. And these leftists never hold any other country to any standard at all. The only time they hold somebody to a standard is us. Well, enough is enough. If we're going to get held to a standard, they're going to get held to a standard. Several women in this story. Another is 17-year-old Erica, who planned to go to school to become a veterinarian but had to give all that up to feed her son. After all the promises of human dignity and a government that would provide for everyone, what these women wound up with is a nightmare. And I didn't even go into the discussion of their lives and the disgusting things that they have to do. These are not women that are being forced to go into sexual slavery. They are putting themselves in sexual slavery. And you want to know what's doing it? What's the cause of it? It's the Ocasio-Cortez's and the Bernie Sanders and the leftism that we have let become pervasive that is making this happen.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.